The first phase of redevelopment is complete at a former public housing unit in Albany. This phase of the construction project includes 61 townhomes and garden apartments. Steve Longo is with the Albany Housing Authority.
There are 2, 3, 4, and 5 bedrooms. They're for families below 50% of the median income. Already families have been moving every day from the former IDR units that were built in the 1970s into these new units.
Rent is set at 30% of a household's gross income.
The buildings were all built to be airtight with incredible insulation and low-cost lighting, LED lights. But what's really cool here is that we have a grant from New York State to enjoy green roofs. So when you go outside, it's not really noticeable today because we're in the winter, but come spring, it's going to be pretty exciting because all the roofs are alive. They're green, and they help holding up to 2 inches of rainwater before it goes into the city storm system. But also for the residents that are paying their utility bills, it's like a blanket laying over the house to keep the air conditioning and heating costs down.
Construction began in July 2016 and was completed on budget and on schedule, according to Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
They really took some of the lessons that they learned from earlier projects where they had challenges. For example, carpeting. A lot of people have allergies. Carpeting is not really the best product. And so they used an engineered wood product for the flooring that's more stable and more durable and will last longer. Really looking at how families live today with a more open concept. And so it really takes into account what the Housing Authority has been able to learn over the years and to provide housing that really meets the needs of families today.
Longo says all units have been assigned to new residents who will be moved in by the end of the year. 76 additional units will be added in phase 2 of the project, set to begin later this winter. A third phase, which would offer opportunities for home ownership, is under consideration. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.